there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Today we bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope you'll join us in the singing and that you'll be with us for the Bible story. And here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good message and song. And Bible Clubbers, do you like stories? I'm sure you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Bible Club. Truth is, I never met a boy or girl that really didn't like a good story. And we have good stories every meeting on the Children's Bible Club. But, you know, there's more. The Children's Bible Club has a printed ministry as well. And many of the stories that come from the Children's Bible Club broadcast have been printed in books, and we call it the Aunt Carolyn Collection. They're story books that are illustrated with color illustrations, and there's some wonderful, exciting stories in it. Oh, there's some delightful stories. Casey and the Westbound, oh, an exciting train story. And maybe Murphy's Law Goes Camping. Whew, you wouldn't believe the mystery in that story. It nearly stands your hair on end. But anyway, there's wonderful stories in the Aunt Carolyn Collection, and if you'd like to have a brochure telling how you can order some of those titles, just write to me, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. But it's easier and quicker to email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com.
And I'll be glad to send you information so you can order stories too.
Just one step at a time. The big burly men looked across the crowded street and said, "I wonder what all that crowd over there is about." And little by little they elbowed their way, very unmannerly like, through the crowd to see what the attraction was. Well, what do you know? The crowd had gathered around a little girl. And what an attraction she was. Long, strangly hair that must have been matted and unkempt, and a terrible, sad, demented look on her face, her clothes not neat or well kept. But there she was in the middle of the street, the center of attraction. And they listened and watched. And she'd be very quiet and look at somebody for a minute, and then she'd tell them their fortune and what was going to happen, or perhaps something that had happened in their life, and the crowd would burst into laughter because of what they were hearing this poor child tell. Yes, demented, possessed by powers of divination of the devil, and being used as a center of the laughing stock and what people could get out of her. No pity had they for the poor child whose life was ruined and unhappy. Uncontrolled, she couldn't help what she did, nor could she help what she said. Just the devil would make her do and say what he wanted her to say. Perhaps one man said, "Poor child, it's a pity somebody doesn't put her away out of the public view." But one wicked man said, "Put her away! Listen, buddy, we're missing out. Come on, let's see what we can do. See what we can do. You don't want anything to do with a child like that." "Oh, you don't know. I think we'll fill the coffers and the money bags, my dear friend." And perhaps against the child's will, perhaps they bought her for money from their parents. I don't know how they got her, but somehow or another, the child became their slave. She was nothing to them. They didn't care anything for her. They weren't concerned about her welfare, nor whether she had enough to eat nor enough to wear, except just as long as she could make money for them. And that she did. From town to town they'd take her, advertise her as a public attraction, and then people would come to have their fortunes told and have all kinds of futures read, and my, she'd give advice to people, and my, how the money in the pockets did tinkle. And then Paul and Silas came through the town that she was in one day, and as they preached, the girl was attracted, and in the crowd she began to listen. And when the preaching was over, and Paul had finished telling about the Lord Jesus Christ who had been lifted up on the cross of Calvary, who had come all the way from heaven for one purpose. God's Son had come to give his life a ransom for sin. And even those people who were wicked and sinful, who had despised him, who had not given him the glory to his name, still those people Jesus had died for. And that any person who realized his sin could come and kneel before the Lord Jesus Christ in faith believing, trust him, and be saved. And as they left the center place of town where they preached, the girl followed along behind, as if compelled to walk behind them. And day after day she called out, "These men be servants of the Most High God, and bring to us the way of salvation." And then again she'd cry, "These men be servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation." And day after day it happened. And you'd have thought that that would have been a wonderful thing for her to tell. But she wasn't telling it to help the message be told. She was telling it under the power of the devil who was making it bring reproach to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the name of Paul, and the servants of the Lord who were trying to win souls to Jesus. Finally, Paul had had as much as he could take of it. These people didn't care about the child. They weren't making the way better for her. He knew who could fix this child up. And he turned around to the girl, and he said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And in that instant, the devil that had possessed her and controlled her came out. And instead of a child that was in terrible torment and upset, there was a girl with a look of peace and satisfaction and quiet on her face that she had never known before. Well, you'd have thought everybody in town would have rejoiced over this poor girl's deliverance. But do you think they did? They were so mad that now she couldn't tell fortunes. They'd taken away all that source of money. And it made them so mad they dragged Paul and Silas to the center of town and made the magistrates call out all kinds of things against them and made them have their clothes pulled off and have them beaten and thrown them in jail. Well, that was terrible punishment for what they had done good for the girl. But that's the way wicked people hate the gospel. But you know, that child was delivered from her sin and from the power of the devil that day. Sometimes boys and girls do things and you say, why did you do that? I don't know. I don't know, they say. But you know what? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you have your sins forgiven, and you have the Lord Jesus to control your life, you don't have to say, I don't know why you did anything. You can do what God wants you to do. You can live led and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Now listen, let Jesus come into your heart today. Receive Him as your Savior, so your life can be one of peace and quiet and joy and be controlled by Him. And you can live for Him every day.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening. And tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.